This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Oil prices are down about 25% in the past few weeks. Those falling oil prices are good for our pocketbooks. They're also good for American foreign policy in some ways. Here to flesh out that angle is Samuel Chisick with KBC Energy Economics in London. Hello.
Pleasure.
What are the key forces that are pushing oil prices down right now?
Well, I mean, you know, it's really the crisis of sentiment right now and the worries about the impact on demand rather than supply problems. Demand destruction results in the U.S. and then questions over whether China might actually have a hard landing after all.
And we have Saudi Arabia doing their part as well to hold prices down, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there is no supply shortage, basically, we see a very well-supplied situation, not only because of Saudi Arabia. Iraq is producing much more than previously. Nigeria is stable. And, of course, Libya is back pretty much to levels close to where it was before the whole uprising. So it's a good situation on the supply side.
And why is the falling price of oil especially tough on Iran?
Well, we see the sanctions against Iran, sort of the result of previous packages, but also, of course, of the upcoming EU embargo and tightening of U.S. sanctions, which will all happen sort of at the end of June and early July. Right now, a lot of clients, former clients of Iran, sort of buying their crude, are just stepping away. They can't touch Iranian crude, particularly the European Union members, but also a lot of Asian clients, actually, because of the rather wide sanctions for making it hard to transfer money, making it hard to just, you know, insure any dealings with Iran, etc. So we see a lot of former buyers stepping away, and Iranian exports are falling. They might actually have halved by now.
Samuel Chisick with KBC Energy Economics in London. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Pleasure.